All right, action steps. This is what I do differently than probably most of the coaches out there, okay? I try to give you lots of action steps that are very practical, and or they help you in a legitimate way with the concepts that I'm teaching, okay? And I'm trying to make them fit as a wide range of people as possible, not giving you a quick three-step program, okay? Because I would want that for myself. So, number one, start asking yourself, every night before you go to bed, what could I have done differently? This is a fantastic action step. You don't know how powerful this is unless you've done it, okay? If the answer is never nothing, I could have done nothing different, you need to continue to grow in this way. As I mentioned this with William James before in the second video, I have difficulty thinking of any situation ever where there was only one great choice. Even if you've made a fantastic choice, there are other fantastic choices you could have made that would have turned out differently. When you ask this question, don't focus only on the immediacy of the situation. Ask yourself, how could I have been better prepared earlier so that the situation didn't even happen or the outcome changed? That's a brilliant question to ask yourself. So yeah, maybe you had very little influence over the end of the situation, but did you have influence over the start of the situation? Why were you there? What were you doing? How did things escalate out of control? Whatever. Get comfortable with apologies, okay? Start apologizing for the things you have done wrong and stop apologizing for the things you haven't done wrong. Don't apologize for another person's emotions. Do apologize for something you said insensitively. Don't apologize for the meeting starting late. Do apologize for being late to the meeting. Don't apologize for someone being uncomfortable on the plane when your kid is screaming. Do apologize for not putting her or him to bed at a decent time the night before because you wanted to stay longer with friends or waited to do your packing for the very last moment and have been a jerk all morning toward your family. Okay? Another word for this entire discussion is boundaries. And if you want a good book on boundaries, look up Anne Catherine. She's got a couple of books. One book is Where You End and I Begin. But she's got a couple of books about boundaries. Excellent. More for a female audience. Having said that, they're good for anybody, okay? Okay, next. Think of 2 to 3 difficult times in your past where you made changes afterwards. This is a really good practice, and this actually changes the way your brain works. This could be as simple as having a rough year and then purchasing this course. This will confirm that you have taken responsibility for yourself in the past. This helps you. Because sometimes we're like, oh, well, no, I'm a lost cause. Whining, complaining, right? Take 20, 30 minutes to analyze times in the past where you made great changes and look for the ways in which you took responsibility for yourself at those times. What were the skills you were utilizing? This helps with confidence. Because we've all done things to help ourselves at some point in time. Here's another one. Instead of making dumb rules for those around you, whether it's employees or kids, empower them to learn and grow and take action on their own. Listen, I want my kids to talk to strangers. I think it's nuts for my kids not to talk to strangers. Why? Because most kids are sexually abused by people they know, not strangers. And if they learn to take responsibility for communicating with people, then guess what? They will be able to grow businesses. They will be able to have relationships with others. What is teaching a kid not to talk with strangers teach them about adulthood? I also want them to be able to tell the difference between people who are trustworthy and those who aren't. So what I do is I teach my kids to feel safe when somebody respects when they say no. And if it isn't respected, then this person isn't super safe. I have family members that don't respect my kids' no. When my kids say, no, I've had enough, they don't respect that. And those people don't spend a lot of time with my kids. This includes grandparents, uncles, aunts. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what they're going to think about me. My kids still like a lot of these people, but they won't spend as much time with them as a result, which I love. They shouldn't spend as much time with them, okay? They should learn that their no's are powerful. When they say yes or they say no, that it has power. It has an effect on other people, okay? Here's another one. Stop blaming anyone. Stop blaming others. Make a family rule to never complain about anything, or friends if you don't have family here. Make a rule to never complain about anything unless you are willing to do something about it. and then still don't complain, simply take action. Ask the question, what are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? If I don't like it, what am I going to do about it? Go back to your priorities with goals and focus on your goal every time you want to whine about something. Ask yourself, what is one action I can take right now that will move me closer to my goal regardless of what's happening around me? This is such a good question. This is a question that's helped me innumerable times, and it will help you, and it will actually change how you think again. It will change you the way your brain processes information, because you'll start asking questions instead of whining. What is one action I can take right now that will move me closer to my goal regardless of what's happening around me? Here's another one about stop blaming others. Pay for the outcome of your choices. If someone berates you for doing something wrong, even if you were only partially wrong, take it. If you make a terrible purchase in clothing or you make a terrible business decision, wear the clothing for a while instead of throwing it out, okay? Take responsibility for the poor business decision. Don't declare bankruptcy just because you've made a poor decision. Take it on, okay? Learn from it, grow from it. Next, pay attention to what you say, okay? The whole sticks and stones phrase, may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. That's a ridiculous statement, right? So here's what I want you to pay attention to. Do you say it was an accident and make an excuse, or do you apologize? Any excuse at any time is something that you should try to eliminate from your vocabulary, from your thinking, okay? Nobody really believes them over the long term anyway. When you make the same excuse over and over and over, you're late every single time and you always blame traffic, no one believes you. It just ruins your credibility and your character, okay? Here's another way to pay attention to your statements. Take ownership without berating yourself. If you stub your toe, you don't need to call yourself an idiot. If you make a mistake in business, if you fail at something, that's good. That's not bad. It's human. That's how we learn and grow. That's how you learn how to walk. That's how you learn how to talk. That's how you learn to do ride a bike. How you learn to do everything in your life that you know how to do, is you made mistakes. Take responsibility for the action. Careful not to characterize yourself for being a certain type of person that cannot get it right. So there's a difference between shame and guilt, right? There's a difference between there's something wrong with me of who I am, and I made a mistake, and I'm going to correct it. Those are two very different statements. So pay attention to how you're saying this. Here's the last statement that I'm going to make, last comment I'm going to make before we go, because I promised I would. When things go wrong and you take responsibility, you will feel more empowered over the long term, because you will realize I can take control of certain things. I can have an effect on my world in some ways. I can do better next time. So it's a really freeing thing if you're doing this properly. It's also incredibly freeing to take responsibility for what you did right. When you learn responsibility, you are now in a place where you can enjoy what you did well. People who don't take responsibility are unable to completely enjoy what they do well. And this is it's very easy to tell. No, it's not easy to tell. It's easy to tell with some people, okay? But if they don't take responsibility for anything good or anything bad that they have in life, they don't take responsibility. And they're going to live miserable lives, because everything is out of their control. It is very good for your confidence. If you struggle with confidence, start taking responsibility for the things you do well. Write in your journal once every night. If you struggle with confidence, write down one thing you did well. Remind yourself of that. Get into a place where your mind goes to that. And if you're reminded about that and think about it, that will help your confidence, okay? If your confidence is shot, you gotta do more than simply practice and learn from failure. All those are very important, and I've mentioned those in the past. You also have to accept responsibility for the things you do right and wrong. You will grow confidence through that, because you'll start to realize, wait a second, I have an impact. I have an effect on my own life and my goals and my results. It's incredibly empowering. This is a difficult lesson in many ways. It's the lesson that I talk about or talk to you in certain ways. I'm not a harsh person. I don't come across that way to others, I don't believe. And I don't think I probably came across that in this series of videos as well, but what I want you to understand is that this is impactful. And while these action steps are not something that you will necessarily see results in immediately, all of these will help you long term. So take the time to remind yourself of what you're doing right, take responsibility for what you're doing poorly, and learn and grow. Develop a skill rather than whining. And enjoy the success that comes from it.